adventures of Biggles. Pat and Algy move cautiously along the base of the mountain until they reach an elevated position above the narrow portion of Bamboo Swamp. It seems their troubles are over, because little more than half a mile away on a low hill, they see Biggles and Bertie lazing in the sun while they wait. But between the two groups of flyers is still that difficult strip of bamboo. Quickly and cheerfully now, Pat and Algy strike into it from the mountainside. But before they've gone far, they halt, tense and alert. There are low voices ahead, probably in the concealed tunnel. Algy makes a swift reconnaissance and then hurries back to Pat. Setazulu and his men are in the tunnel. They're lining up to attack Biggles and Bertie.
There's a big bloke in a leopard skin and directing them. Must be Setazulu. He'll have them ready in a few minutes.
Biggles and Bertie will be killed. They aren't expecting an attack.
We'll warn them. Drop all that gear and come back to the forest.
What can we do?
We'll push back to that high ground where we saw the blokes from before. I'll send a rifle shot across to put them on their guard.
That'll do it. But we must hurry, Algy. Otherwise, the black elephant will move first.
Oh, very pleasing, Miss Olbeen. Very pleasing indeed. If it weren't for that faintest touch of worry about young Patricia and the aged Algernon, one could thoroughly enjoy squatting here in the sun, what?
You can sunbake when you get back to England. We are here to keep our eyes open.
Oh, never fear, old trout, never fear. The lissy orbs are flapping wildly. But we don't see why we shouldn't enjoy the jolly old situation, notwithstanding. I mean to say, it'll only be a matter of moments before the old lobsters trundle forth. And then... sizzling sausages.
Down, Bertie, go to ground.
Why, nearly 6 feet under it already, old bean.
Now, where did that come from?
I don't know where it came from, but it landed mighty close to the lissy ear, by Jove.
I think it was the mountainside, the lower slopes.
The mountain be blowed. Look, they're coming from that bamboo.
Bertie, ease back.
Fake potatoes, natives.
Yes, sneaking out from the bamboo. They're coming for us. So work your way back over the hill.
It's a bit difficult, old bean. The old stomach's pressed hard to the sward.
Don't stand up, but wriggle back as quickly as you can.
By Jove, I say, Biggles, some of those shots are coming mighty belly close.
They know where we are, but we are reasonably safe while we keep moving back under cover of the long grass.
Safe, eh? Think again, Albin. They're charging.
All right. We're over the crest. Run for it. Back to the kite as fast as we can go.
Biggles. Biggles, we won't do it.
Do what?
Take off in the kite. It's still pointing bang at the hill. There'll be no time to turn it round.
I don't want to turn it. It'll do very well as it is.
Yes, but hang it all, Albin.
Save your breath. Just worry about getting down to the plain. Here we are. Come in, buddy. Don't worry about the hatch.
I'm barely worried about those blighters coming over the hill. And they're over now. Look!
They're almost where I want them. Wait till I'm comfortably in my seat.
Sizzling sausages. You're going for the machine gun.
Yes, the Brownings. They're trained on the hill. And those swine can taste all four of them.
Algy, the mosquito's gun.
The kite must be parked beyond that hill. Keep well down, Pat. Some of the bullets are coming this way.
Algy, look. The natives are streaming back over the hill.
Why, Jingo, yes. It's done the trick. They're bolting.
Think we're safe here?
Should be. I doubt if they'll come beyond the bamboo. They'll make for the tunnel and escape along that.
I can't understand how it all happened. Surely Biggles wouldn't have had the mosquito's guns trained on the hill, waiting for an attack.
You never know. It's possible he just ran the kite to the foot of the hill and left it there. Then the guns would have been trained on the side of it automatically.
They drove off the natives. That's all that matters.
Mm. So, sounds as if they're taking off.
They wouldn't leave us here, Algy.
I shouldn't think so, but that's the mossy starting up.
We must go over to the veld, Algy. They'll see us there.
We can't, Pat. The black elephant and his blokes are still in the bamboo.
But if Biggles flies away, we'll be...
There he goes.
He is going away.
No, he's circling. He's swinging back this way.
Still turning.
Along the bamboo, don't you see? He's going to strafe the blighters in the bamboo. Funny. He dived, but he didn't use his guns.
Now he's circling back again. I know what he's doing. He's diving on the bamboo to frighten the natives.
We'd frighten them more if he used his guns.
He dared. How does he know we aren't in the bamboo? His doom is to scare away the natives and give us the chance to go across. Here he comes again.
That's our cue to escape, Pat. Let's take it.
Oh, fancy seeing you here. I say, who's that grubby-looking tramp you've dragged along with you?
That's enough from you, Clot. Any more cracks and I won't be so careful next time I aim a shot near your elbow.
What shot?
Algy fired the first shot in the battle you had with the natives. It was a warning for you to be on guard.
He fired that? You clumsy belly lobster, Algy. That went so close it made me drop my belly eyeglass. I'll have you know that...
Yes, and we'll have you cut the cackle, Bertie. Ha-ha.
Oh, that was good work, Algy. You saved our lives.
I was tempted to let them have a pot at Bertie, but my better nature took over. Hope everything went all right with you, Biggles.
Yes, perfectly. We were lucky to have the kite in a position where we could train the Brownings on the natives. Now, what about you two? You look done in.
Oh, we're tired, but there's nothing wrong with us that some food and hot coffee won't fix.
There's a thermos and some grub in the kite. Bring it out, will you, Bertie? I want to hear Algy's story.
Roger, old bean. But keep the juicy bits till I get back, Algy. Mustn't miss those, what?
When I hear Bertie burbling like that, I know I'm safe again. Where's Ginger, Biggles?
I'm not too sure. I shot him up to Latonga to check on Mishu. But he should have caught up with us by now. However, he's probably waiting for us at Kampala. Now, tell me what happened, Algy. Right from the moment you took off with Mishu.
This is G56834 calling Kampala. G56834. Air Constable Hebblethwaite calling Kampala. Are you receiving? Over.
Kampala Control calling G56834. Receiving okay. Proceed, Air Constable Hebblethwaite. Over.
I've taken up the proctor so that I can send through this message. But when I've finished, I'm putting back to Latonga. Please pass on the information to Inspector Bigglesworth. Tell him I'm staying at Latonga until tomorrow morning, so there's no need for him to worry about me. That is all. Is the message clear? Over.
Tell Inspector Bigglesworth that you're returning to Latonga and staying until tomorrow morning. He is not to worry.
Then, when we saw you diving on the natives, we ducked through the bamboo and across here. We waited until you put down again. And that's the full story.
Actually, we didn't even see the natives after they disappeared into the bamboo. We simply dived on it, hoping they were still there.
The blighters must have been tearing along that belly tunnel. I say, that's a nifty little setup, what?
We feel the tunnel's the most important discovery we've made yet. That's how the black elephant moves his cattle to the north without being seen.
Yes, and who'd have dreamed the belly thing was there? I mean to say, even through the Lissy monocle, that just looks like an ordinary belt of bamboo.
There's a kite coming.
Yes, a little puss moth. Haven't seen anything as small as that around Kampala.
He's flying low, too. Seems to be searching for something.
Oh, the poor old sausage won't find anything interesting about here, what? There they are.
What the blazes? It's the black elephant's men. They're shooting from the bamboo.
Not at us. They're shooting at that kite.
And they'll hit him. He's right above them now, so they'll hit him for sure.
Flyers are on their feet watching anxiously as the small plane flies through the rifle fire. Who is the strange pilot? Will he survive this attack? Listen again for thrills and suspense in the next exciting chapter of The Air Adventures of Biggles.